You are listening to TJ Talks. Be aware, this show contains explicit language. And the recording is on, so... All right, welcome to TJ Talks. I'm Judd.
And I'm Teresa.
And it's Monday night. At least that's when we're recording this.
It is Monday night. It feels like... Well, I don't know what it feels like. I guess it feels like Monday night because I got a bad case of the Mondays.
Man, I had a good Monday today.
Did you?
Yeah, well, of course, I worked both days over the weekend, so... It's like when you work like a full week and then you work 2 days over your weekend, Monday is like not a Monday, really.
It's really not a Monday because you've had no day of rest to even think about it. But anyway.
You just see more people. That's all. At work.
Yeah, it's a ghost town and on the weekends, right?
Yeah.
So not for me in my office since I work at home.
Yeah.
It's still buzzing with activity here.
At least they, you know, because we basically, no one's there, we can go in shorts and flip-flops and drink all the coffee we want and relax and jam the music.
Oh, do you do that? Do you turn up the tunes when you're alone?
Yeah, if my office buddy isn't in, then I'll definitely be jamming the music. So.
And do you share the same musical taste at all, or do you have to always be considerate?
If he's there, I will put on headsets because, I mean, there's just no way you're going to guarantee that someone's going to like the same music unless it's a radio station or something.
And, yeah, that you have no choice in what they play.
Yeah, I'd prefer not to be rude.
That's true. I mean, you can't just blast what you want to hear based on the mood you're in, especially if you have to share that space.
I mean, occasionally I'll play a song that I think he'll like. That I'll go, you know, like I played that, the Happy song. You've heard the Happy song.
What's his name?
Farrell, or what's
That one? Don't worry, be happy?
No. The one from Despicable Me 2.
Oh, I don't know that one.
You don't know that one?
No, I don't know. I don't know anything current.
The Happy song. Hold on.
Are you going to put this on?
I'm telling you, I can't believe you don't know the Happy song.
While you're doing that, can you tell everybody what we're going to talk about today?
Yeah, we're going to talk about iPhones. It's been the big weekend for iPhones. Two new iPhones released, and we'll talk about the new operating system and a little competition conversation.
Love competition.
Yep. We're going to talk about the Emmys. Who's watching the Emmys? Did your favorite show win? We'll try to engage a little bit of Navy shooter action, find out what's going on there.
That's a tough one.
And finally, we'll wrap it up with superhero talk. And our superhero of the day is Wonder Woman. So, and we have a very special way to talk about that. So we'll get to that in a second.
Okay. So, well, I'm anxious for that. I don't even know what the special way is.
You haven't heard this song? Listen to this.
Okay, I can't hear it anyway. So all right, let's talk about something that makes us both happy and the new iOS.
Okay. Ah, darn it. Stop this.
But I have a question.
Yeah.
Why did my iPad not update? Like, why is there nothing for my iPad? Oh. Why do I not have the new bubbles and all the new fun things for my iPad?
Because you have an original iPad.
So do you have the new bubbles and things on your iPad?
No, I have an original iPad.
Oh, you have an original iPad too?
Uh-huh. I have not upgraded my iPad. Nope.
Well, frankly, I'm a little disappointed, Spitzer. I would have thought you would have been at least with a mini by now.
Well, you know, the whole thing is on Friday, I ordered my new phone.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Please tell me you did not get the gold one.
You know, the gold one apparently is very, very popular.
Are you kidding me? Who gets that?
Like everybody in Asia.
Okay.
And Let's see. And but apparently here, even in the United States, but for me, I ordered the Space Gray.
Is that what it's called, Space Gray?
I believe that's what it's called.
Yeah. Okay, so you ordered it. It will come to your home, I take it? You don't have to go to the store to pick it up.
Right.
And then what are you going to do with your old one?
I'm going to use it as a test bed for trying to get back into my app designing thing, program.
Oh, okay, that's right, because you had some good ideas for apps.
Yeah, so I'll be using it as my test bed for that. And whatever, and a backup if I have a problem with one of my phones, then I can always, revert back to it and do whatever I need to. Yeah.
You know, I didn't think that I wanted to order a new one, but now that this new system is on my old one,
yeah,
then I think, well, maybe I should get the new one, but I don't need it, and it seems to work just fine. So tell me why I don't need a new one.
Well, you don't really need a new one.
Damn you, Judd. I want a new one.
Well, though. The reason that I want a new one is because I'm big into the photography thing. So if you really are into photos and video and you do a lot of that, then
you
that
need better selfies. Is that what you're saying?
I need better selfies. Absolutely. I
hate 10 that. Megapixel selfies.
Actually, it's still an 8 megapixel camera.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
Except here's the deal for the S particularly. It has a bigger capture device, so all your pictures are going to be of higher quality, substantially higher quality. So even though you see someone tells you, oh, I got a 12-megapixel camera, well, that 12-megapixel camera probably is not taking as good of pictures, at least with Snap and Shoot, as that iPhone.
Interesting. Yeah. And let me ask you this. Did Steve Jobs have anything to do with this, right? Like this system was designed well after his death. And I know you don't think he ever did anything for Apple. We had this discussion a couple weeks ago.
Oh, I think that he's, thumbs up, thumbs down kind of guy. But I don't think he's sitting in there going, okay, this is what I want. Okay, now here you guys go off and do this. And I want this and masterminding every aspect. I mean,
but that's my question. Like, how long ago did they start designing this new look, this new approach? So would it have been long enough ago that he would have had anything to do with it still?
Here's the weird thing about it. Steve Jobs liked the skeuomorphic design, which is, make a pad of paper look like a pad of paper, make everything look like something in the real world.
Yeah. User-friendly.
Well, user-friendly, but also remind you of real-world stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They got rid of all that.
You're right. It doesn't look the same, that's for sure.
You go to a notepad, it does not look like any physical notepad in the real world. You go to your email, it doesn't look like little, envelopes and messages. I mean, a little bit of it, but they've definitely cleaned it up.
It's different. Yeah. No, I do love it. How long did it take to do your phone? This is like a bit. Okay. First of all, I love that this is a giant topic of conversation. And everywhere I went this weekend, it was all anyone could talk about was, did you upgrade? Did you upgrade? Did you upgrade?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous. And I've been so consumed with it. Like, well, I haven't upgraded. When am I going to do it? How long is it going to take? Where am I going to be? What's going to happen to my stuff? It was a little much. And I even hate myself a little bit for being as excited about it as I am. And now that I have it, I'm like a kid at Christmas. It's fun. And I spent 45 minutes last night when I should have been going to bed looking at all the new colors and the new beeps and buttons on the phone.
You've listened to every sound and all the brand new tones. The tones are cool. Oh.
And I haven't even changed them yet, and I'm so excited about doing that. I've got, I'm going to put this tone on this one, and I'm ridiculous. Somebody should punch me in the throat. I really just need to stop.
Well, I mean, it's really kind of like even the lock screen, it's transparent. Everything has kind of this transparency. So whatever your background is, shines through.
Like,
I'm looking here, and you can see that the numbers, the background is actually reflected through the numbers, the little circles and stuff.
And tell me, do you think it's Androidish?
No.
That's what everyone keeps saying, right?
I don't know if that's what they say, but what I notice is it just seems like they've cleaned up the same operating system. And the reason I say that is if you are already using an iPhone, it's just like you know, redesigned icons.
I know. It's nothing spectacular. There's nothing new being invented here. No, they have not cured cancer. But you'd think I'd be super, you know, I'm ready to make them saints just for giving me brighter buttons. I mean, it's crazy, but I'm sucked in.
So, I mean, yeah, it has now the little flip up thing where you can turn on and off Wi-Fi and you can.
Oh, I know. It's so much easier. And you just flip and slide.
Yeah. You can turn on a little flashlight, little things to make your life easier. The camera app has been re-engineered, built an app there. Navigation's pretty cool. FaceTime is its own app. Oh, that's another thing. If you got the 5S, Nike has a Fitbit-style app.
What?
Yeah, that's free that if you buy 5S.
Oh, why did you have to tell me that?
Sorry. Okay.
I do have a birthday in a week. I could buy it for myself and justify that.
I mean, you can get a 16 gig for $200. And a lot of places are actually taking your old phone as a trade-in.
How do I make sure everything's off my old phone that I don't want to be seen?
You just slick.
I mean, for my friends who might have that issue, how do you take those things off?
Connect it up to iPhone, iTunes, and just redo your phone. You know, just slick it. Erase everything. Interestingly enough, from what I understand, that iPhones, when you slick them, they are completely done. But that not so the case with all Android devices.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I did hear that they were, and this is unrelated, and I don't even have a lot of details, so I probably shouldn't bring it up. But in the George Zimmerman divorce trial, there is a smashed iPad that either has pictures or video of him wielding a gun to his ex-wife, who is now divorcing him.
Right.
And the iPad was broken, but the forensic computer science folks are trying to put it together to get that video back. So it wasn't wiped clean, it was just broken. So right. Without having been wiped clean, it might still be on there.
Good luck.
Okay, so running over my phone with a semi truck will not save it from having things on it. I need to wipe it. All right.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is that these are solid state memory devices. So depending on how they do it, it's kind of like, you know, that deal with Snapchat.
Right.
You think your stuff is deleted, but, you know, all those naked pictures of everybody is still somewhere on their phone.
They're just, but they're on a server somewhere. I didn't think they were on your phone still.
Yeah, no, they're on your phone.
Oh, don't tell me that.
I know, but they're hidden away, you know.
All right.
But it'll take those big forensic experts. That's what I need to do, become a forensic expert.
There you go.
Then I can look at everyone's porn on their phone. All their porn selfies.
Right.
Yeah, that's just what I want to see. Okay.
That could be an odd job, right? Like I don't think Mondays on that job is going to be very fun. There's a funny feed called Texts from Last Night. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
Where it's literal. We had that conversation about literally a couple weeks ago, and I keep saying that, but it's text messages from drunk people the next day and, you know, rereading their stuff. And it's very hysterical. And I can only imagine some of the pictures and or text that they must get on that site.
I'm telling you. Oh, the other neat thing is Siri in iOS 7 has been redone.
Okay. What does she do now?
Oh, she does all sorts of stuff.
Does she tell better jokes? Because her jokes kind of blow.
Well, let's ask her a joke here. Hey, tell me a joke.
If I told you a joke in my language, I have to explain it.
Okay, that's not a better joke. But her voice is a little different.
Yeah, her voice has been updated to be a little bit more natural.
She's not half British, half C-3PO sounding, you know. I liked her better as a computer. I don't want her to be a real person. Do you?
I do. And for you ladies, you can get a man.
So what is he? Sonny or Siri?
Yeah, Siri, but as a man. You want to hear the male Siri?
Yeah, I've never heard the male Siri.
All right, let's get some masculine Siri going here.
Can you choose other things about Siri? Can you ethnicities or accents other than?
Well, yeah, you can have a UK version. Let's see here. First off, gender. Here's the U.S. male version of Siri.
Okay, let's just hear that one.
Okay, tell us a joke.
I'm not sure I understand.
He sounds like someone that would say, get off my lawn.
Hey, tell me a joke.
I don't think you'd understand a joke in my language. They're not so funny anyway.
Wow, he's the voice of like an Allstate commercial or something is what it sounds like.
Okay, so here's the British Siri. Okay.
Don't ask for another joke. Ask for directions to the, what do they call it, the tube?
Well, where's a good place to eat right now? So that was
I like him. He sounds more robotic. I like that.
And that was British. Now, let's see. If there, you only get a male voice from if you use the UK English.
Oh.
So now here.
Nice apple.
But Canada, and you can choose male or female. Here's the female Canadian one. Sounds just a little different. let's see.
Ask her what the maple syrup is.
Okay. Where can I get some great maple syrup? Just thinking.
This makes for great radio.
I know, especially. Here we go.
I found 8 restaurants whose reviews mention maple and syrup a little ways from you. I've sorted them by rating.
So.
I'm not wowed by that.
Not wowed, no.
I'm not wowed by that. There's other things I'm wowed by more easily.
Yeah. So I'm going back to my Siri as a female from America.
All right.
So, yes. But it's cool. I mean, I'm liking it.
I'm liking it, too. I do. I think it's fun. When is the next one? When is 8? Is it tomorrow? Like, they do it so quickly sometimes.
About this time next year.
You think it'll take that long?
Seems like every year they're putting out a new operating system.
That's pretty fast when you really think about it.
But I don't think it's going to be leaps and bounds change from this. I think you're going to just see tweaks, like a half a upgrade.
Well, yeah, I don't think they can change it radically again. I mean, this is a radical, almost a complete 180 from where they were, in my opinion.
Yeah. But yeah. I think you'll see things like more customization ability and a few things like that in the next operating system.
Well, they sold how many of the new phones?
9 million phones. Between the 5C, which is the color one. But essentially, that's just an iPhone 5 reimagined in a new case. That's what that is.
9 million.
And then the 5S, which really is the new phone. So between the two, they sold 9 million phones. But for $100, you can buy one of those brand new 16 gig phones. That is a pretty good deal.
I guess I should get one.
You know, so.
All right. Well, talk about things we don't need.
Now, I don't.
We were going to talk about the corollary competitor there, right?
Yes. Just breaking news today. BlackBerry basically will no longer be a publicly traded company. It's been bought by some holding group. So,
well, here's the funny thing about BlackBerry is that I know people still have them and still use them, but like nobody ever talks about BlackBerry. And even Motorola was sort of the main BlackBerry producer, correct?
Oh, no. BlackBerry produced their own. They're a Canadian company. Motorola, an American company, completely, which I didn't know that for a long time, but they're a 100% American company, produces, they produced the original flip phone, Motorola, right?
Right. I thought my BlackBerry was a Motorola. It's funny because I have a drawer right here, Nick. Oh, yeah, here it is, in my desk that has the old one in it. And I loved my BlackBerry. Yeah. And I still think it handles and does email better than the iPhone.
Oh, wow.
I liked the little keyboard. I do like that, you know, that it was tactile that way.
Mm-hmm.
But once I switched to the iPhone, there was no going back.
I think a lot of people will be speaking their emails here in the future. More and more.
More and more. Yeah, we're dictating everything now, right?
Yeah.
Well, I guess maybe they'll stick around, but I can't imagine why. I mean, what's the point?
I have a feeling that company will probably become a software company completely, and they will hold on to their patents, and they will milk it for all it's worth.
All it's worth.
Yeah, that's what I'm anticipating, because they're not innovating anything. They're losing money. Every time they put out a product, no one's buying it. The Playbook didn't do anything. They ended up selling those for like $100, liquidating them through Best Buy. So
interesting. Well, I guess we've had enough tech talk.
Yeah, so let's have some Emmy talk.
TV talk, huh?
TV talk. The Emmys were last night. And you know what I watched instead of the Emmys? I watched Dexter.
Oh. Well, I don't watch Dexter, so feel free to talk about it, but do not speak of Breaking Bad, because I have literally had to put myself in a Facebook-free zone, a Twitter-free zone on Sunday nights, because I am watching Breaking Bad from Netflix, so I'm still only on season 2.
Is it a good show?
Judd, it's so awesome. I can't believe you're not watching it. Once you get into it, you're going to love it.
Okay.
Bryan Cranston is amazing. He's just fabulous. The show is – it's just really great. You'll really like it. And I was afraid to start because it's been so hyped. And for whatever reason, whenever stuff gets hyped like that, you know, it's never as good as people make it out to be. This is every bit as good and better.
You know, there's all these shows I'm supposed to watch.
I know. The lists of them that I have. I never watched Mad Men.
Yeah, Mad Men is on the list of shows you're supposed to watch because it's so great. Breaking Bad, Walking Dead.
I can't do the zombies.
You know, I mean, it's on and on. So I thought this was interesting, though. Of the nominees for the Best Drama Series, and this is no spoiler here, Breaking Bad won Best Drama Series. Mm-hmm. But the networks that were nominated – the irony here is that not one of them was a commercial network. ABC, NBC, CBS did not even rank a single drama series for an Emmy.
So AMC for sure, that's Breaking Bad. And then what, Showtime, HBO?
Yeah. And
what are the other ones?
PBS and Netflix.
Oh, so Netflix did get nominated.
Yes, House of Cards from Netflix was nominated for Best Drama Series.
All right. Well, that's good. I'm glad they got a nod, because I assume they will next year for Orange is the New Black, too.
Oh, it has to be. But Downtown.
Is there a category in the Emmys for Best Lesbian Prison Scene? If there is, that show is a shoo-in to win.
Maybe we need to have our own version of the Emmys, and we can add that that category.
If you were part of the voting committee, that would be the one you'd be voting on, right?
For the best prison lesbian scene. Yeah, you know, that's exactly what MTV does, right?
It is. They have best kiss. They have best makeup or makeout or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Orange is the New Black's going to be on the MTV movie award thing that they do.
It has to be.
It has to be. They're going to just keep showing those scenes from that TV show. They'll probably try to get those two girls on the stage to do
stage,
one kiss.
Yeah. Oh, like absolutely. Brittany and Madonna did.
I know.
Yeah. No, I think it's interesting that no CBS, NBC, ABC. I'm trying to think of the shows that I do watch religiously. And I do watch a couple network shows. I do enjoy Scandal, and that's an ABC show. Mm-hmm. And I like The Good Wife, which is a CBS show. Mm-hmm. But other than that, there isn't very much network television that I watch. And that is, you know, what a difference from 10 years ago, even 15 years ago. I don't think we would have ever believed that cable, basic cable, would be ruling as much of our airwaves as we have right now.
Well, or pay.
Yeah, right?
I mean, there's a lot of people watching TV on their, Netflix. They're streaming it. All this ways to watch TV now. Like the comedy series, that's where network TV still seems to rule. Big Bang Theory, Modern Family, 30 Rock. Those got nominated, and Network won. A Modern Family on ABC won Best Comedy for what, like second or third year going?
Yeah, it's won it quite a few years. And Big Bang Theory's good, I guess. And that kid from Big Bang, I call him a kid, he's probably 40. that young whippersnapper, 40 years old, won again. He's won a couple years now.
Yeah.
Plays Sheldon. So, all right. Well, I heard there were some moving tributes to James Gandolfini.
Oh, okay. I did not see that.
Spoken well of, specifically by, what's her name, Edie Falco, the gal who had played Mrs. Soprano.
Yeah.
And I think that's sweet. He's got a posthumous movie being released, right? Have you seen the commercials for that?
No.
It looks really good. A movie with him and Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Oh, good.
Who I will make it a point to see that and do a review on the show.
Oh, I did catch one thing that was interesting is they were talking about the kid from that committed suicide from Glee.
Uh-huh. Yes. He OD'd, I thought. I didn't think he committed suicide. He died at his own hands, but I don't know that it was necessarily intentional.
So apparently they were planning on doing some sort of thing about that guy, about his life or whatever.
Okay.
In memoriam that they were going to kind of make a big deal about him. And Jack Klugman, who passed away this last year, was going to be just wrapped up in the whole bunches of in memoriams.
Yes.
They're just going to give him 3 seconds of stage time. Right.
Right.
And the son of Jack Klugman got pretty upset about it.
Okay.
And made a big deal here recently before the Emmys. I didn't watch it to know exactly what the outcome was, but essentially said this. He said, I don't know this kid who OD'd or whatever, but he never won an Emmy. This is an Emmy show. My dad won 2 Emmys and has a lifetime of, work doing stuff on TV. And you're going to give my dad, who was basically, a super TV star, 2 seconds. But the guy who ODs, who's been in 1 TV show, but because he's,
more current
news thing, you're going to give him 3 minutes or whatever and kind of go over his life like it was a big deal, and some guy who's been in it forever is a nothing.
I don't think it's great to celebrate the kid who OD'd/suicided. I don't know who he is or what he did.
Right.
And Glee is okay, but I think it's 15 minutes are about done, right? Okay, it's avant-garde and there's a couple gay people in it and nobody really cares, right? I think the music's great. I do actually enjoy the song renditions that they do, but I don't need to watch the show to get those. I can download those on iTunes. So that's a nonplus. But do you feel like that Klugman Jr. or whatever, the kid?
Yeah.
Really? Do you have to make that kind of a fit? I get it. Your dad was a TV legend and everybody knows Felix Unger or whatever.
Right. Oscar.
Oh, that's right. He was Oscar.
He was Oscar. He was also Quincy.
Quincy. Yes. Okay.
He was a bunch of, he was in a zillion things. So.
But that was still 30 years ago. The Quincy show, right? In the 80s or late 70s. So is it really relevant? And have we had this discussion before, and I'm stealing this joke from somebody, but I don't know who to give it credit to, that, those in memoriam things are nice, but they're the world's saddest popularity contest because they show the picture on the screen for 2 to 5 seconds, and then the audience either claps or doesn't clap because they don't know who the person is. And when they do the producers or writers or somebody who's a grip or a technician, not someone who's camera friendly or been in front of the camera, nobody knows who that person is, mostly. They only know the celebrities. So that's when you hear the clapping. Because last night I did see that part of the show. And Bonnie Franklin, whose one and only TV claim to fame that I know was One Day at a Time back in the late 70s and in the 80s.
Yeah.
And she got a very nice round of applause when her picture came on. And then the very next one was some producer whom nobody knew. And it was like crickets you could hear in the background. So I understand why they do it, and I just don't know why they don't, especially for the television audience, just mute the crowd. Oh. We don't need to hear who claps and who doesn't clap or whatever.
Right.
And frankly, Bonnie Franklin got as much clapping as Jack Klugman did. So, they're careers don't equate.
Yeah. 148 episodes of Quincy.
Well, that's a lot. I guess I don't mean to sound anti-Klugman. I think he deserved a thing, but I don't think his son needs to be a jackass about it. It sounds like he was a little dickish. I don't know. Maybe I'm being wrong.
Well, I mean, I'm just going by the article I read. I read it and I was like, huh, well, that's quite interesting.
His point is good. No, let's not celebrate the druggie, right? I get that, but I don't know.
Yeah. So anyways, that was the – Larry Hagman was also snubbed as well.
I thought he died more than a year ago.
Apparently not. Oh. So Jack Klugman and Larry Hagman were snubbed, but the memorial included Corey Monteith.
Oh, that's the kid.
That's the kid, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We haven't done our Deadpool this year, have we?
No, we need to get a Deadpool together. Apparently, I've been told that it's very morbid that we do this. So we should.
It is morbid.
So we should continue to do it.
It's wrong on every fashion, but it's fun.
Absolutely.
And Lord knows we're not willing wishing anyone really any bad will. We're just
stating the obvious.
we're just speculating. Yeah, that people like God, what's that? The lady who died, Amy. The super druggy girl saying that I'm going to go to
rehab.
Amy Winehouse, yeah. Yes. Yeah. That we're simply stating the obvious that people like Amy Winehouse are going to end up dead within 365 days of their bad behavior because they're so over the top.
Right.
And that Amanda Bynes girl, right? She's the same way, although I don't know why she's famous.
Really? And I'm wondering if she hangs out with Hannah Montana.
Miley,
you know, that would be like a implosion.
That girl is a little much.
Although if I was producing the appropriate kind of videos that those two could possibly be in, I'd be a gazillionaire.
I did hear a funny expression the other night. I was at an event and it was a work thing. But of course, everybody now is talking about twerking, right? Are you twerking, Jed?
No.
But you know what twerking is, right?
I do. Okay.
So,
I joke about it.
Yeah, so do I. I have attempted it, but it's not pretty, and now I need a chiropractor. So I'm not twerking at the moment. But everybody's talking about it. And for anybody who doesn't know, if you live under a rock or whatever, twerking is that butt bouncing thing that women usually do. And it's very, but it's difficult. It's not easy. You have to be like double jointed to make it look okay. So a friend of mine at work, a male friend, we were standing around a group and somebody was talking about twerking and someone didn't know what it was. And so he said, you know, it's one of these things. And he just started to do it and it was hysterical. And we laughed because, you know, just like he just did dry twerking. Like he had not warmed up. He was completely unlubed and he was just dry twerking, which is now my new favorite expression.
To dry twerk.
To dry twerk. And it means just to, you know, try something out without any practice. So I like that. So
talking about twerking, did you see the video that, what's his name? Did they had that viral twerking video of the girl who
Jimmy Kimmel. When he set up a viral video of a girl twerking upside down against a wall, and unbeknownst to most of the viral video watchers, she was a stunt person, and so they make it look like as she's mid twerk, her roommate comes in, knocks her over into a candle that's burning, and she sets her leg on fire, right?
Yeah,
and the video got 43 million hits in 24 to 36 hours, right?
And they claim that they did not promote it in any way, shape, or form. They just tried to make a – I don't know how they got it out there initially, but somebody had to promote it a little bit, like retweet it or
– No, it had been on YouTube for 2 months.
Oh.
And so – but what they did was – and when this was smart, and this was even pre-Miley Cyrus, they put all the hashtags that are super popular.
Oh.
Twerk, fail, mishap. Bad twerk, you know, all the things that that people would hashtag search for.
Okay.
It put all of those things in the title of the video.
Oh.
So it was going to come up on your search probably more often than not.
At some point.
And then once it did, it just blew up from there. So, and it, He claims it was part of a contest that he had for his writer's room to come up, you know, who could come up with the most watched video. And that was the one that won. And it, fortuitous that, you know, they had shot it 2 months ago before the whole Miley Cyrus thing and all that. And it just happened to catch on like fire, like that poor girl. And she was fine and it was all staged.
Oh, yeah. You know what I love about it is it only proves that our news outlets – They do zero research. They will put anything on TV. You know, if it bleeds, it leads, and they don't even verify anything. They don't check it out. They just let it go. Okay, this girl
leads. Right? If it works.
If it works, it works. And we totally have this. You watch news and all the 24-hour news stations that they replay it, and then they sit and they have these people that do like what we do. We just. Yeah. Jack our jaw talking about shit with no knowledge, right?
Right, absolutely.
That's what we do, right?
That's what I do every day.
Just, you know, anybody who has an opinion can go on and just watch a video they're supposed to be respected with news. We're trusting them to give us the real deal.
Well, some people are. I don't trust them to give me anything that's correct. But right. Yes, I think because you and I have a healthy dose of skepticism.
Yeah.
But it's not news. Twerking is not news. You know, what's going on in Syria is news. What's going on around the globe in any other juncture is news. But twerking is not news. And is there a place for that even in, I guess, in a 24-hour news cycle? It's going to have a place because you can't always have a headline story every 10 seconds. But I don't want to think of that as real news.
But I mean, they've just been totally it's like pulling the curtain back. See that nobody's really operating the booth in there. They just, anybody who goes, "Hey, I was like surfing the net and found this video. Cool. Check it out. Let's put that on the news."
Well, and then what is to be said for our society that, you know, this girl in the video, if it wasn't fake, you know, is getting injured and could be potentially gravely injured by catching herself on fire while mid-twerk, you know? I mean, I just...
Mid-twerk?
First of all, twerking is dangerous enough as it is. And I think that it's sad that we want to revel in her injury. And that's a weird kind of schadenfreude. And I love schadenfreude. When it's deserved, but I don't like it when it's sort of mean-spirited like this.
Well, but there's no karma to this. Because I think that schadenfreude is when you get to watch karma in action.
I guess you're right. But that sort of I'm happy when you're unhappy feeling is kind of what I equate schadenfreude to. And so I'm happy watching you fail to twerk because I couldn't do it.
Oh, well. Yeah. So here's the other twerking question that I have to ask from the female perspective. So if you want to twerk, don't you have to you have to video yourself so you can watch it after to see how you did. Right? Is this not true?
I can vouch for the fact that is not true. There is no video.
No?
No.
Because if I was going to be twerking, I would want to know what the hell it looked like so I didn't make an ass of myself. I would have to see my ass doing this up and down bouncy thing. And then I go, yeah. Because, I mean, it's kind of like just seeing some of these twerking videos and they're able to like control one side of the ass and then the other side. It's like, it was really, And my cube mate, he is really, my office mate is really into this whole like twerking thing. So, and he was into it like years ago before it became the big thing it is today.
He was an early adopter.
He was an early adopter. In fact,
in the beta phase of twerking, he was involved.
He knows the girl who invented twerking.
Nobody knows that girl.
And she's a white girl.
Oh, please. Yeah,
and he is an African American gentleman, and he thinks this is just the awesome thing.
That's funny. Well, the original twerker, well, she'd be a good guest to get on the podcast.
I know. You know what? If I can get him to send me a link to that video, I will send it your way. And I don't know if
I'll review it for sure.
We'll have to talk about
that. Yes, I'll compare it to my own selfie twerking video that I
haven't
supposedly
made yet.
Have
that you haven't made yet, but
no, I have not made. How do you hold the camera and do that at the same time?
Well,
I guess you got to get a tripod.
That, or you just set the phone up on the bookshelf and just wide angle, you know, just you hit record and.
First of all, wide angle. Thanks, Judd. Appreciate that one.
I Jeez. Didn't. I, you know, everything is out of context here today. It's Monday. It's late. What uh-huh. am I? What am I drinking here?
Oh, that's funny. All right. Well, something that's not supposed to be news, and that's not supposed to be funny, and that we're not supposed to be laughing about. We've been doing for 30 minutes, I think now. Yeah. So.
Yeah. So we'll transition now to this shooting in Washington, D.C.
We cannot transition
we can't?
From twerking to shooting.
How do we do that? We can't? Oh.
I mean, they do it every day on TV, but we really should segue in a more appropriate manner.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm teasing. We can do whatever you want. It is an interesting story, and a story that you and I were discussing briefly before we started recording that seems to have sort of vanished, right? It's off the radar a little bit.
Yeah. I do.
And we're talking about the Navy Yard shooting incident from last week.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. The big thing with that, there's a couple things about that. One is when it first happened, it just seemed like everything was going crazy. Nobody knew exactly what was going on. It seemed like, was there one shooter? Was there two shooters? Nobody knew.
And, of course, all the information coming out was being tweeted by the U.S. Navy Department, correct?
I think so. It was a lot of misinformation. But one thing, you know, that they said was, do you know he used a shotgun to kill all those people?
Yes, that he etched weird sayings into.
Hmm.
Yeah, he put some weird inscribed some weird things onto the shotgun. Yeah. So
now, he was a former Navy reservist, so he had some – I don't want to say – super hot military background training, because I was a Navy reservist at some point, and I know the training that you receive from the Navy reserves, so, which is a little different than you get if you're an active duty sailor, which I was one of those as well. So active duty sailors are definitely, you know, they're more funded to shoot and do that sort of thing.
But you were active duty and then went to reserve. You don't ever become a reservist without having been active duty, do
yes,
you?
Yes, you do. You can.
Oh, you do. Oh, yeah. You can. All right. Yeah. Well, then, so he may have, so we don't know if he served.
No, he was exclusively reservist, as I understand.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. And, but had sort of a checkered past, and it was wondered how he could even reach reservist status with his legal issues, correct?
I don't think it was that difficult, actually. Mm. And especially certain times and certain jobs, they need them. And so, you know, doors open.
Really?
Yeah. You know, there was a time when you could go join the military and your choice was go to jail or go to the military.
Well, yeah, that's the whole movie Stripes, right?
Yeah, exactly. Straighten you out.
Yeah.
So,
well, yeah. You know, in the long line of these shootings that just don't ever seem to stop, it's sad. It's just sad. It's just, it's unexplainable. It's uncomprehendable. It doesn't make any sense.
But he was looking for help and then they denied him help.
And that's a shame. And
yeah.
That's where maybe the first crime was committed, right? I mean, this whole thing is a tragedy, but it didn't stem from nowhere. It came from that, and that's just horrible.
Yeah. And yeah. And he worked for Hewlett, a subsidiary of Hewlett Packard, as a contractor.
Interesting.
And let's see here. Yeah, he served in the Navy from 2007 to 2011.
Hmm.
And they're talking about the awards that he won or earned. But mm-hmm. those were gimmies. If you were anybody who served during that time period got those same medals. They weren't really they were just
does the Navy give out participation trophies? Is that
that is exactly what it is. I got the same thing too. I got those. Global War on Terrorism, National Defense. I got those.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, ain't no big deal.
No big whoop, huh?
Yeah, no big whoop. You just show up. They go, okay, say your name. Okay, here's a couple medals for you for signing up.
Just for signing up.
Just for signing up. What do you?
Well, you know what? What the hell? You signed up. Take the fucking medal. I mean, I don't think it's undeserved at that point. Not everybody signs up.
Mm. So,
well, maybe there'll be more to come on this story because it just feels like it happened. It was all we heard about for that 36 hours and then nothing and not much more.
The only other thing about this that is weird for me is I feel that we spend a lot of time putting our flags at half mast every time something happens. And I understand it's a military tragedy. Military people were killed. But are we doing it every time a guy gets killed overseas?
Right. I see what you're saying.
You know, I mean, military people get killed in a non-combat situation or in a combat situation every day, but we aren't lowering flags to half staff every day.
Interesting.
And so I'm not sure, unless it's a dignitary, that we should be lowering our flags to half staff all over the place. It's like tragedy happens. Everybody lower your flags.
Well, I'm wondering, because it was government property in a government building. That's probably part of it too. I wonder if there's any statutes about that. I'm sure, you know, there's so much to that. So
Yeah, that's, I should look up the U.S. flag code, because I tend to believe that this was kind of probably, you know, it was probably ordered by the president and he can order it, but I don't know that it's, I still don't know that it's appropriate in my mind.
Interesting point. I hadn't thought about that, but you're right.
I don't like being a nation of mourners, that every time a tragedy happens, everybody has to stop. We have to reflect, and then we have to mourn for, you know, look, I'm not sitting Shiva for everybody. Sorry.
Nice. No, I know what you're saying. It's not characteristic, I think, of being American to be that way. Correct. I think, you know, bootstraps, pulling, getting on and moving up are what should be the characteristics, not the mourning, not the, you know, lamenting, right?
Right. I mean, the people who died and the people who are around the tragedy, absolutely. They should mourn. That the station where it happened, they should lower their flags. In fact, if every Navy installation lowers their flags at half staff, I'm with you. But
when you spread out what could be just a centralized tragedy and make it a shared, you know, sort of a lament, I guess. Yeah, I can see where it's kind of a downer. And so do we just continue to psychologically take on that position?
You know, before you know it, the post office has their flag at half staff, and then the, you know, the convention centers all lowering their flags, and, you know, and the car dealership is lowering their flags and
yeah, you know. You're right. That's an interesting point. Well, it's kind of controversial too, because I'm sure if we had any listeners, we might hear something about it.
Yeah. Well, you know, and then how do you know how long you're supposed to do it for? It's not like that you receive a special message from the government that says, okay, you've done your flags lowered long enough.
It's like the Emmy post memoriam thing. You know, do you clap as long as you clap for Bonnie Franklin as you do for Jack Klugman? You know, you keep your flag lower for Klugman than you do for Franklin, don't you?
Well, I mean, there's like rules on this. You know, like if the president dies, it's 30 days at half staff.
So there are probably no rules for this kind of thing.
I can't imagine that there's a rule for it.
No, let's hope to God there isn't. There shouldn't be a reason for there to be a rule.
No. So, yeah. So anyways, that's it's crazy. It's awful. It's definitely a tragedy, and it's an unfortunate set of events. And maybe if we when we have the signs and people ask for help, we give them the help instead of blowing them off.
Wouldn't that be a nice thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's a whole other topic for.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Today.
Okay. Well, let's move on to something way cooler than that downer thing. We're going to leave on a relatively happy note for some people.
More twerk talk, or what are we doing?
Well, I guess. of course, at the end of October, I'm off to Key West for.
Oh, that's right. Okay, we got to do this. Yes.
Yes. So the theme down there is going to be heroes and villains.
So, okay, first of all, you have to explain Fantasy Fest for those who don't know, because here on the West Coast, I'd never heard of it.
Well, it's it's kind of a costume party down in the Keys.
I think it's more of a lack of costume party, but okay. So it's the Florida Keys or Key West version of Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
With even less clothing, less beads.
Oh, lots of beads.
I'm teasing.
That's the only thing.
People aren't wearing them, right? They're just collecting them.
Yeah.
But it's fun. It's frivolity. It's drinking. It's carousing. It's body paint. It's, you know, outrageousness. It's, you know, let your hair down, right?
Yeah. And it's more adult than Mardi Gras. Where Mardi Gras, you get kids when I, you know, 18, 19, 20 showing up.
Yeah, well, you get kids in those parades outside the city, but if you're on Bourbon Street on Mardi Gras, there ain't no kids there. And if there are kids there, their parents should be shot because it's not for kids.
It's not for kids. And the thing about Key West is it's already a long drive down and a long drive back, and you're not staying anywhere down there. So unless you've got money and you got a place to stay and you've planned, you probably are not going to have a bunch of kids from Miami show up. I mean, a few people come down and people who know people, but it's not like it's, you know, busloads of kids showing up, taking over the city.
So do they have a theme every year? I don't recollect there being a theme.
Yes, every year there's a different theme. It's big, okay. And they announce the theme a couple of weeks after one is over, and it's a big to-do. They solicit ideas for themes. So last year...
Did you submit this theme? Because this sounds like it's right up your alley.
No, I did not. But with all of these Comic-Cons and everything just blowing up, I could see where this is going to be a really awesome event. I expect great costumes. Even, I mean, besides the body paint, I expect to see, like, cosplay stuff.
Yeah. I'm sure you will, but you don't want to see that. You just want to see the body paint. Come on, be honest.
I do. I want to see the body paint. And I'm going to take a lot of photos, and you're going to all want to see them, I know.
And what is your costume? What are you doing?
Well, I've already exposed one costume.
Okay.
Which is the Mad Hatter.
Okay, that's not superhero.
Well, we're going to superhero up the Mad Hatter and Alice, so...
Okay. Well, that'll be fun because at least you're themed as a couple.
Yeah.
So, all right. Good for you on that.
Got a Robin costume.
Oh, that's right. So you're going to be Robin.
I'm going to be Robin with Poison Ivy.
Oh, fun. See, that's great.
And let's see. And I'm running a 5K and I'll be dressed as Batman.
Oh, there's multiple costumes?
Oh, yes.
Oh, geez. Okay.
And then I still have I have a toga party to attend, so I'll have my toga.
I have one Halloween-ish themed – it's actually a Mardi Gras-themed party in October to go to, and I have no idea what my costume's going to be. And you have four already.
Yeah. There's a lot of planning going on here.
Oh, God. Well, so, I'm glad somebody plans. All right,
I need to get some compression shorts to wear with my Robin costume, so I can be a little, you know, out there. I'm not going naked, but I might do that.
but that's the thing, especially at Fantasy Fest. That's people can, right? That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's encouraged, or it's certainly not discouraged.
That's true. It is not.
But you've been there for many years, and be honest, what are the percentage of people who are naked that you'd really want to see in real life? Like, you know, the people that are there, is it
all
50%
of them.
Hot bodies and 50%?
Yeah, I'd say that it's about 25% hot bodies, about 50% average people.
Okay.
You know, and then another 25%, really?
Okay, for those of us in the really category, I guess I'll keep a costume on.
I think we're in the average category.
Gee, thanks again, Jed. I know.
Hold on. I'm gonna send you something that relates to today's thing. I'm sending it to you right now. So check your phone, your personal phone.
I can gladly check it because it's now been upgraded to the new. Yeah. System. So what were we going to talk about specifically with female?
Yeah, we're going to talk about one specific female superhero, which I just sent you a picture of.
Oh, which is my favorite superhero ever, Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman. So.
And I think I'm partial to Wonder Woman because of her, you know, the status in the late 70s or whatever, when Linda Carter played her on TV.
Linda Carter. I know lots of guys who are still in love with Linda Carter.
Yeah, she's beautiful. She's still beautiful. And she has great blue eyes and an amazing body and that great dark hair. And she was Wonder Woman.
She was totally Wonder Woman. Totally Wonder Woman. And
I think Well, yeah. Go ahead. You had a point to make about this.
Well, here's the thing. Wonder Woman, I believe, in my mind, I know now there's all these new modern superheroes, right? From Marvel's brought out a lot. And I mean, there's all sorts of female superheroes, I guess, now. But Wonder Woman is really the quintessential female superhero.
She's the go-to. Supergirl or whatever is not really a thing. So, yeah.
You got her. You got, I'm trying to think, like Rogue from X-Men.
And who's the one in the Avengers? The Scarlett Johansson.
Cat. Girl, I can't.
Something, yeah.
You know,
super remarkable.
Right. I mean, Batman has more female villains. Yeah, there was Batgirl, but I mean, okay.
Yeah.
But really, Wonder Woman, I mean, she's a real, superpowers. You know,
she has an invisible fucking plane. I mean, come on. It doesn't get any better than that.
And she likes to tie guys up. I mean, come on. What guy? I mean, I'm a guy. I'm into Wonder Woman. I don't know what the deal is.
So you may turn to a life of crime just so that you can be tied up by Wonder Woman.
Yeah, she'll tie you up and make you tell the truth.
With the lasso of truth. Yeah, no, she's pretty hot. I mean, you can't go wrong with it. And why can't they make a decent Wonder Woman movie? It's been talked about forever.
I don't know.
And the one person I think who could do it, who could play her, and I've heard her name tossed about, Beyonce. I think Beyonce would be a great Wonder Woman.
Really?
Yes. I think she'd be amazing at it.
I don't know. Really? I haven't heard that tossed around.
Yeah, but I don't know that it's ever going to happen.
I think that Zoe Deschanel would be a better Wonder Woman myself. But
oh, that'd be interesting. She's a little mousy for me, but okay. I don't know. She have the right thighs. Wonder Woman needs strong thighs.
You think that's what it comes down to?
I think so. And Zoe seems like she'd be a little stick-legged. But maybe not. I've not been up close and personal with Zoe Deschanel's thighs.
But you know that if it was Beyonce, it'd be a black Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
And that would go against – that would be like having a black Superman.
Yeah, so –
so the character is not black, or you know, I mean, there are black superheroes. I mean, I'm just saying that you know, it's kind of like what they.
It's not traditional, is what you're saying. It's not. It's you don't care if they're black or not. You're just saying it's not traditionally right. What the character is. Right. Yes.
I get what you're saying. Which goes to where I'm going to go next with this whole thing with Wonder Woman.
Okay, where are you going next?
Which is our girls, is it harder for a blonde or a redheaded woman to look up to Wonder Woman because she is a brunette? You know, you have this character who is, you know, is not Barbie. And
thank God she's not Barbie.
Right? She is totally not Barbie. She,
For someone who is brunette, I couldn't be more happy that she's dark haired. Mm-hmm. Skin color aside, I'm tired of everybody who's hot and amazing being blonde. I don't, as a brown haired person, I'm over it. And I don't think that blondes A, have more fun, or B, have anything else going on. I know so many people that are quote unquote hot by blonde, meaning the only reason they get any attention is because they're blonde mm-hmm. and nothing else. And I'm offended by that.
Yeah.
I'm offended is the wrong word, but I am, to be honest, I'm simultaneously envious and pissed off about it.
So do girls with dark hair go Wonder Woman? Yes. You know,
I think we do a little bit. I think we kind of band around the dark hair because we don't have, cause you nailed it on the head. Barbie is the quintessential woman, right? And, uh-huh. Marilyn and Barbie and all those images are oftentimes blonde. And that is not necessarily the case. And I get it. Not every guy loves a blonde. I understand that. But a lot of people are motivated by hair color. And it's nice to have a little brown power.
Yeah. Well, you know, so here you have Wonder Woman. But Wonder Woman is what I think of as the female superhero. If I'm right. When someone says female superhero, the number one is going to be Wonder Woman every single time.
Well, yeah, it's kind of the only one. I mean, we talked about those other Marvel Avenger people that we can't even really name.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's the one. And she's been around since the 40s, and she fought Nazis, and she was from the Amazon. I mean, yeah, she checks all the boxes for being hot and tough and superhero criteria.
Absolutely. So do blondes and redheads not get to own this girl? So do they, like, look at, oh, yeah, Wonder Woman. Well, that she's not me. Is that, like... Or do they go, okay, I'm putting on the dark-haired wig so I can be Wonder Woman and sexy?
I think that's the beauty of her, is that anyone can don the wig and assume the position, so to speak, or her power. Uh-huh. But inherently, if you were to go to a costume party as a hot blonde in a Wonder Woman costume, you wouldn't be true to form.
You would not. Right.
You would not.
No.
Yeah. I don't care how good you look in the costume.
Mm-hmm.
Or how well you twerk.
Did you see the photo I sent you?
I did. It's a picture of you from Fantasy Fest with a – is that a man?
No, that is – that's a woman.
You're kidding.
I am not kidding.
And I'm only asking if it's a man because there are so many lots of
it's a big,
transgendered slash – yeah.
It could be, but no.
I think it's a man.
No, it's not a man. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, she's 8 feet tall.
It was a very large woman, yes.
But she's got good thighs, so I'll give you that.
Yeah, she's got if it's a guy, I would have been.
Anybody who's hearing this, if you want to see the picture.
You'll never see it.
You'll never see it? Okay, never mind. I was going to say you could put it on the web.
Only because my hair is awful in this picture.
Yeah, that's why you don't want to see. He's going to wipe his iPhone after this. All right, well, I've got to go put gas in my invisible plane.
Okay, I understand. All right, well, let me just wrap this up real quick here. We talked about iPhones, we talked about the Emmys, we talked about the Navy Shooter, and we talked about superheroes and Wonder Woman. And twerking. Yes, we did talk about that. It's a great show today. I know we're getting off the line pretty quick, but any last words?
No, just this has been fun. We've been a couple weeks in a row almost doing this. So
yeah.
I love my new headphones. These are my new headphones, and no one else knows why. But I had to borrow headphones for my children because they have more better equipment than I own.
Mm. Very good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, for TJ Talks, I am Judd.
And I'm Teresa.
Ed, we'll twerk with you later.
Twerk with you later. Completely unlubed, and he was just dry twerking.